Luke's introduction of John the Baptist is a bit strange. It's meant to be ironic, to catch you off guard. After all, Luke goes through and names all of the important people of the time. We have Caesar, we have the governor, we know Pontius Pilate, we know his fame, we know what he will later do. We even have Herod, and we know his relationship to John the Baptist. But all of these mighty and powerful people, to each of them, the word of God did not come. If we were to think about this in modern terms, we might look at our lives and say, well, let's see, who are the important political figures? Well, President Trump. We have also, who are the important religious figures? We have Pope Francis and Bishop Hurley. Perhaps you might even say Father Andy in your life, but I'm happy to admit that sometimes even Father Andy doesn't get the word of God. As we prepare for Christmas, it's so natural for us to look for this word of God outside. It's out there somewhere. I have to find it. But the truth is, just as Luke flips the importance, sometimes the word of God comes to you. And sometimes in this Advent season, you are called to be the prophet, to be the voice of God. Maybe it is to a friend, a neighbor, a family member. Maybe it is to yourself, to look yourself in the mirror and to speak the word which you need to hear, to speak the word to help you to prepare the way. The really good news about Advent is, while a royal visit has been decreed, we don't bear the burden of the preparation. In today's world, if Pope Francis were to decree that he were coming to visit us here in Midland, well, there would be millions of dollars of preparation. And guess who would have to pay for that? Yep. That's right, we would. Just ask the folks in Philadelphia who received him a few years back. It's not cheap to receive the Pope. Even if President Trump were to come and visit us today, it would not be a free visit. There would be some charge. And for those of us who have been living next to the construction of the M20 bridge, we know that infrastructure takes time to complete. And in fact, it usually is never completed on time. But the preparation of Advent is God's work. St. Paul reminds us of those same words that I used in last week's homily that come from the ordination ritual, but the ordination ritual gets them from St. Paul. May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. He will continue to complete the work, the word which he has given to you, the word of hope, the word of faith, the word of encouragement, the word of preparation, whatever it is that God has planted in your heart in this time of preparation, this is the word that you are given to share. And let's face it, we live in a time where we need that courage. We need to be reminded that it's okay to talk about God. It's okay to share your faith. It's okay to tell others that you believe. It's not always politically correct, but it is okay. And in fact, we who gather today, we are nurtured and nourished. We are strengthened. We are reminded that God has not abandoned us. While Advent is very much about the preparation and the reception of Christ, who comes as the King, who comes as Savior, who comes as Redeemer, It is also very much about the reception of Christ who comes to us in the sacraments. We have been washed. We have been made members of his body through baptism. We are nourished at this altar by his body and blood. And if we become conscious of sin, we too have access to forgiveness in reconciliation. For the word of God continues to make its presence known in our world today. And while it might be very tempting and very easy to look outside of your own sphere, it must be somewhere else. Perhaps Pope Francis, maybe this new administrator, Bishop Hurley's, got some special blessing. Or perhaps it's easy to think, well, what did Father Andy say? But in this Advent, you too are John the Baptist. You too share that charism, for perhaps Luke's introduction is meant to encourage you, to give you the strength to be the witness, to be the disciple that Christ has been preparing you to be throughout all of these years. You too are blessed. You too are anointed, and you are sent to be prophets, to share the word of preparation with yourself, with your family, with all that you meet in the coming week. But of course, don't forget that good news. Don't forget to remind others that while we are called to repentance, we are called to make low those mountains, we are called to fill in those valleys. God will provide all the grace needed to complete the preparation if we but open our hearts and our lives to the gift of his presence.